Rosh Hashiva, in Parshas Yisra, Parshas Shmatim, Parsha of Kabbalah Satara, the end of this week's Parsha. We say Nasim and Nishma, and the Gemara in Shabbos describes that when the Yidin said Nasim and Nishma, the Malachim came down, and every Yid was given two crowns, one for the Nasa and one for the Nishma. Such a momentous occasion. Special keser for the Nasa and a special keser for the Nishma. So the question is asked, saying Nasa, saying that we will do before we even know what we're asked, so that's worthy of a keser. That's something special. Well, what's the keser for the Nishma? So we'll learn. Well, here, well, what's the big deal, right? It was because we put the Nasa before the Nishma that we did something extra special. That's deserving of a keser. But why the second keser for the Nishma? Says Simcha Scheinberg, Shlita, Chaim Pinchas son, he says that it's natural for a person in this world that when he starts to do something, you become accustomed to how you do it. In Yiddishkeit, in your parnasa, in how you act with other people, and you become accustomed. And when someone wants to point out, you could do a little better, a little different, to adjust, to learn. It's the tab of a person to, I'm doing okay for the past 10 years, past 20 years, past 30 years, I'm fine. When we said Nishma, we were saying and proclaiming as a nation that we're always going to be looking to learn. No matter how long the Nasa, no matter how many years we're doing, we always want to hear new. We always want to be pointed out. Can we change? Can we improve? Can we, something different. We're always looking to hear. And that's worthy of a keser. This ability that we have, no matter how long, and no matter how well we think we're doing something, to listen for improvements, to see if there's a way to do it different. We got a second keser for that. That's a koach that's inside of all of us. And the best time in someone's life for someone to use that koach, to learn, to adjust, to do again, is when a person's in a yeshiva. This is a place. The yeshiva is a place where we're hearing constantly new things, new ideas, new thoughts, improvements. And it's the best time in one's life to see, to readjust, to think again. What's important, how should I do it? So I want to speak a little bit about being in yeshiva, what it means to be in a yeshiva. We heard the Rosh Yeshiva on Monday mention Volozhin yeshiva. Volozhin is referred to in the world, in yeshivas, as the Eim HaYeshivas, the mother of yeshivas. That's how it's referred to, the mother of yeshivas. And Rav Hunder asked, why was Volozhin given that title? There were yeshivas before Volozhin. There was Shiva Shem Ve'Eber. Yaakov sent Yehuda down to Mitzrayim to build a yeshiva. There was Surya, Pampatisa, the yeshivas in the Gemara. What was it about Volozhin that it got the title, the Eim HaYeshivas? Well, what deserved that title? And Rav Hunder said the following. He said, you find that in the history of Klal Yisrael, we have two binyanim. There's a binyan of a mishkan. A mishkan is a place where the world around is, Baruch Hashem, in a good place. Things are going well. But we want a makom that's miyuchud for even a higher level, a higher aliyah, something extra special in Avodas Hashem. That's a mishkan. And then you have a teva. A teva is a built, it's a structure. The world is not doing what it should be doing. There's a mabul going on. There's stuff out there that's very dangerous. And you run into a teva just for protection from the outside world. So Rav Hunder said that by the time of Chaim Volozhiner, yeshivas until that point were really together a mishkan. They were together a mishkan. The world was okay outside, and a yeshiva was a place to grow in miyuchad for that. Came the time of Chaim Volozhiner, and the haskalah was starting to get stronger and stronger. And the winds outside were getting dangerous, and more dangerous. And Volozhin was that first yeshiva that encompassed both the mishkan aspect and also the teva aspect. That you run to yeshiva for protection from the outside world. The Sama Rebbe once asked Chazon Ish, that everyone knows the famous Rambam that talks about when you're living in a certain place and the people around you aren't doing the right things, so you're supposed to pick up and you're supposed to move out of your city, move out of your country, move somewhere else. And then says the Rambam, what happens if everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, it's not good, people aren't doing the right things, what do you do then? The Rambam says you run to a midbar, you run to Mara, you run to the desert, the caves, you gotta run, you have to run somewhere. So the Sama Rebbe asked the Chazon Ish, today, there's nowhere to go. Everywhere, the Ruach everywhere in the world is dangerous. How come we're not running to the Midbar? How come we're not running to the Maras? And the Chazon Ish said, no, you're wrong. He said, in our generation, the yeshivas are the midbar. They are the midbar. That's the place of protection from everything else. We run to a yeshiva. A yeshiva is a place where we don't get influenced by the outside world. We're able to understand what's really important. What we can take, the values out there, and you probably know a lot more than I do, but the values out there are not the values that we learn here. It's important to maximize what we can and to understand what life is about while we're in a yeshiva. Rav Chaim Oizer once said, "The gadol koicha shel yeshiva mi koicha shel gadol hador." Chaim Oizer, the gadol dor himself, once said that the strength inside of yeshiva is greater than the koicha of a gadol hador. People spend lots of money, lots of time, flying around the world, making appointments to go see gadolim, and tremendous mitzvah, no question about it, big thing to do. But you know what? Every day we're in a place where we have the koach from this yeshiva to accomplish even greater things. People run for skulas and for parnasa and for health and for tzlach and for shituchim. But right here, we have a greater koach. Right here, we have a greater koach. What we do here can have a bigger impact, a stronger impact than running to the gadolim. One time in Torah Or, in yeshiva, it was Shavuos night, and Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, he noticed that if it was ready, maybe an hour left to Shacharis, and a lot of the Bachrim were getting up, and they were getting ready to leave. And he asked them, where are you going? Still some time to learn before it's Shacharis. And they said they'd made up that they were going to learn in yeshiva that night, but then they were going to go daven by the kosel. So it took some time to walk to the kosel. So Scheinberg told them that the kosel is a vada, place of kodesh, of kedusha. Vada, a tremendous place to daven. Who doesn't feel emotional when he goes to the kosel? But your shtender is kodesh kedushim. How do you leave kodesh kedushim to go to kodesh? That's downwards. You understand what he's saying? That means when we come in the morning for Shacharis, when we daven just the mincha, tonight in Yitzchak by Maariv, tomorrow by Shacharis, we have the koach to daven in a makom, we have the ability to daven in this makom, that the koach is greater. It doesn't cost us thousands of dollars to go to the kosel. It's not going to cost us a 12-hour plane ride each way. We have three times a day the opportunity to daven in a makom, that the Kedusha is greater. The Kedusha is greater. And what we can accomplish with our tefillah here is greater than what we can accomplish with our tefillah by the kosel. Chaim Kanievsky, that's how I was once asked. It's in the Sefer, you look up in Derech Sicha. Person had the option. It was Yom Narayim, and he could dive in Nates in a shul in B'nai Brak. I assume a very firm shul in B'nai Brak, right? Or he could dive in with the Shiva, with Panovich, which wasn't Nates, it was going to be a little bit after Nates. And he asked Chaim Kanievsky, what should he do? So Chaim Kanievsky told him, you dive in Yeshiva. He's a little bit surprised, he said. Yeah, everyone talks about, Sparim talk about the milas of davening Nates, the milas of a tefillah by Nates. And Chaim Kanievsky said, that's true, the milas of a tefillah by Nates. But first you have a tefillah. Before you talk about a mile of tefillah, you have to have a tefillah. And davening in a yeshiva is different than davening in a shul. This is a tefillah, and comparatively, it's not the same. So before you talk about milas, you first have to have a tefillah. Davening in yeshiva is different. We have to internalize that. Use that message. The Mishnah in Perek Yavah says, in Perek Gimel, that if you're makabel on yourself all Torah, some avir menu, right, the old derech eretz. It doesn't say if you're makabel yourself Torah. It says you're makabel all Torah, the yoke of Torah. What's the all Torah? What's the yoke of Torah? So one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Beis HaTalmud said that the all Torah are the starim of yeshiva. We all have a natural inclination to want to learn when we want to learn, early in the morning, later in the day, this time, that time. To mishabed yourself to learn in the star of yeshiva, 9:30 to 12:15, 8 to 10, if you're in second seder, whatever your hours are for second seder, Sunday through Thursday, Sunday through Friday, the hours that the yeshiva sets up as your starim, that's the old Torah. That's accepting upon yourself the old Torah. If you're learning at other times and you're learning at 4 a.m. and because, no one's saying you're not learning, but that's not the all of Torah. To give up of yourself, to be mishabed yourself to what the yeshiva asks, that's the old Torah. And when you accept upon yourself that, that's when you're zeicha to have the other all removed. It's not just the time you learn. It's also about the place you learn. There's one time, the head of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, he came to B'nai Brak, and he wanted to start a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he went to the Chazon Ish to ask where he should start his yeshiva. So the Chazon Ish said, there's yeshivas in Bnei Brak, you should open up in Bnei Brak. He then went to somewhere else, I remember who he was speaking to, and the other person told him he should start in a new city, a city where there was no yeshivas. He said, Bnei Brak already has a number of yeshivas, but this other place has no yeshivas. Should start over there. So he changed his mind. He was going to start his yeshiva in this other place. Chazon Ish heard, and the Chazon Ish sent a messenger to ask this person to come back. Comes back, and the Chazon Ish says, let's take a walk. And they're walking around Bnei Brak, and they get this one of these open areas in the 1950s in Bnei Brak, whatever it is. And he takes his walking stick, his walking cane, the Chazon Ish, and he hits the ground. He says, right here, this is where you should build your yeshiva. Right here, this spot. Said, okay, if the Gadol HaDor says, that's what I'm going to do, but can I ask why? You know, why? I mean, it was a good taina. Bnei Brak has a bunch of yeshivas. Why should I do it here and not somewhere else? So Chazon Ish told him, they have to understand how Torah works. Torah is a generator. It creates energy. It creates a life force. And in order for it to influence the outside, other places, you need the strongest generator in one makom. When you build the strongest generator here, then it's able to give electricity, to give power to other places. But you have to first build the strongest possible in one makom. You have to put as much Torah into one community, one city, Bnei Brak, and that will have a bigger influence on the rest. It's true in yeshiva also. There's a lot of places one could learn. One could learn in his room. One could learn in the cafeteria on the floor, on floor four. One could learn in a side room. There's a lot of places one can learn. Yeah, but when you learn in the base medrash, you're contributing to the generator. You're making yourself part of what's powering the yeshiva. If I could take that even one step further, by night seder, in chaburas, there were descriptions or maps about where to learn if you're learning the same things. There's a reason. There's a reason why it was done. When people are learning the same thing, learn near each other in the same tables, it creates a power. It creates a force. It creates a kol Torah. It creates a generator. And that has an influence on the entire Beis Medrash. It's not just about where you personally like to learn, where I personally like to learn. It's about putting yourself, being meshabed yourself to what's best for the yeshiva. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro once said over B'Shem, the Briska Rav, that if you go into a yeshiva and you find the biggest gadol b'Torah in yeshiva, he said, lav dafka, that person was the smartest, the biggest Baal Kishron. Lav dafka. And lav dafka, that person was the biggest masmid in the yeshiva. Lav dafka. But I'll tell you one thing, he said, that person was the biggest Talmud of the yeshiva. If you want to grow, if you want to grow in yeshiva, you have to make yourself a Talmud of the yeshiva. What does it mean to be a Talmud of yeshiva? A vad that starts with learning Torah and with davening. But it means making yourself part of the yeshiva. The yeshiva has a Shabbos, you make yourself part of the Shabbos. Yeshiva has an event somewhere in it, you make yourself part of something. You shtel tzu to what the yeshiva is asking. It's not for the yeshiva's benefit, it's for your benefit. It's for your benefit. You're making yourself part of yeshiva. That's how you maximize what you can get out of the yeshiva. You find by the Mabul that Og Melech HaBashan, was saved. He was the only person in the world that was saved that was not inside the Teva. And with what schus was he saved? So Rav Elie Weintraub brings that the reason Og was saved, he brings from Chazal, was because he made a shvua to Noach that he was going to become an Eved of Noach. And because he dedicated his life to being an Eved of Noach, he was saved from the Mabul. Zogim Eli Weintraub, you see that when there's a mabul going on in the world, there's two ways to be saved. You can either put yourself in the teva, or at least, if you're on the outside, you have to be meshabed yourself to a teva. When you're in a yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we're zeichah to be in a makom that's saving us. But being meshabed yourself to yeshiva and to a teva, even when you leave the closely based measures, is something that's very important. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be meshabed to yeshiva? You're all going to go to work, go to school at some point in your lives. What does that mean to be meshabed to yeshiva? Yeshiva has rebbeim. Yeshiva has people that are filled with Torah and Das Torah, shivas, mashgiach. Ask for etzas. Ask for help. Ask for advice. Find out what they want. Have a kesher with rebbeim. Keep a kesher with rebbeim. 20 plus years out of my last yeshiva, you know, I mean, I was in BMG, but my yeshiva, my Rebbe, I speak to him all the time. All the time. I speak to my Rebbe all the time. All the time. Right? What does that mean? You're meshabed yourself to something. You're making yourself part of something. You know, the Gemara in Makkah says that when a Rebbe goes to Golis, so it says the yeshiva's megala with him. The yeshiva goes with him into Golis. The Meiri says over there, it's the Lashon the Meiri. The Chena Rav Shegola Megalin Yeshivasa Imo. Why? She'ein lo chayim b'li yeshiva. There's no such thing as life without yeshiva. Life without yeshiva is not life. As long as one has the ability to stay inside the four walls, you're in a makom of chayis, of chiyas, of life, of chayim. But you can have that when you leave also, if you remain attached to yeshiva. Who doesn't want to maximize life? Who doesn't want to get the most out of whatever they're doing? Being in yeshiva is a big schus. It's a big schus. And it ends for many of us too soon. But at least while we're here, maximize, utilize, get everything you can out of it so that for your entire lives, right, you can have this quality, this koyach of the nasif, of the nishma, wherever your personal journey takes you.